Can you freestyle to this, Jane Z?
Me?
No, I'm just asking, like, in general. Can you freestyle to a beat like this? What? Only one night, though. Say what?
Maybe.
I feel good. It is April. Financial literacy month. We gonna be talking to y'all about y'all money. Are y'all really getting money? What? Welcome to the team crew. What? Podcast show. Let go. Yeah. Only one night though, say what?
Come on.
Can it be two nights, baby? Maybe three? Say what? Only one night, though. What? Welcome to the Team Crew Podcast Show. Only one night, though. Say what? It is your. I thought Zay had some real balls right there. I was gonna let him go. Zay, what?
Nah.
Check one, two. Check one, two. We live in the studio. Yeah. Only one night, though. What? Is it really only one night, though, Zay?
No, not really.
Can we do it for the weekend?
Mm.
Is it a weekend vibe? Welcome to.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, only one night, though. Say what? Maybe two nights. Welcome, y'all. We talk about community problems, helping y'all get money now. That's what the show is about. Your pockets. Do you got dead presidents in your pocket?
I sure hope not.
Welcome to the Team Crew Podcast Show.
I feel like that was the wrong way to say that. I'm not going to. It's like, no.
That was a cool little intro, man. We was vibing. They had some bars in the background. I'm not even going to mute that out. Whatever he was saying, I'm just going to act like.
Nah.
All right. Welcome to the Team Crew Podcast Show. Mm-hmm. It is Thursday. I like to call Thursdays Thankful Thursdays, man. Y'all make sure y'all being thankful for all the things that you have. All
I'm thankful for the bed that I'm about to get in once I leave.
Yep, thankful for your bed, because a lot of people don't have that. But today's show is about community problems. Now, I'm from Uptown, D.C. Mm-hmm. I was raised in Uptown. I do live in Maryland now, but I'm from the city.
Me too.
I was born and raised in the city.
Me too.
Now.
And it's funny, because I'm in Maryland now, too.
Oh, yeah, is that you do live in Maryland?
Mm-hmm.
Why do they call Maryland, some people... This is such off topic, but I just heard this. Some people call Maryland Merlanders. Have you ever heard that?
No, that's the dumbest thing I heard in my life.
Oh, okay, cool.
No, not the dumbest thing. I heard some.
I mean, I've heard that, but I was just, you know, I was just asking because, you know, people, you know what I'm saying?
They call the people who are from Maryland Merlanders.
Do they say Merlanders or
yeah.
Merlanders?
Merlanders. It's not Merlanders, it's Merlanders. But yeah, I've heard that before.
Shout out to my man Ty Tribbett. Correct me. Not one night only.
I'm just saying, that's my favorite.
Only one night, dude. My man will be here May 18th at the Harbor. You know I'm checking in with you. You know I got to come put my eyes on you. So I will be at the MGM.
What you mean by that?
On May 18th. Let's go. Oh, yeah. It's hard for success right now, ain't it, Zay? It's the H-E-A-R-T for success. Oh, I think that's what they call me. What'd you say? Let's do it again.
I ain't even about to lie. That's my favorite button.
It's the H-E-A-R-T for success. Hey, it would be so cool, like, because I'm working on getting my man Zay, you know, trying to help him get employment. And we're going to talk about that today, too, because that's a problem or issue that's happening in our community, because it's hard for people to get jobs these days.
Man.
But if you ever host and I come to a spot where you host it.
Oh, I'm going to give you the worst service. I'm gonna, give it, I'm gonna be like, excuse me, it's we got a table for two for the HEART for success, please.
Do not embarrass me.
I promise. I promise you, as soon as I see your name, I'm gonna be like, excuse me, reservation for two for the HEART for success, please. Come right this way. Everybody gonna be looking at you like, who? I know they ain't put that name under their reservation.
I just honestly want to hear you say that wherever you host that. I'm gonna be like, hey, in the back. I'm gonna be in the back. And they're gonna be like, who is her friend's son? She in here somewhere. She incognito right now, but she in here somewhere.
Right, she in here somewhere, you know.
But yeah, community problems. We about to tap into it real quick, man. I wanna address some stuff with that, man, because employment is post pandemic has really
messed up the job, man.
Allowed people to do more work from home than actually wanting to go inside of a workplace. I would say like maybe 10 years ago, it wasn't as hard for people to get jobs. Like people got more jobs in retail like 10 years ago. And then like what they do now. And then they're like, I don't want to work retail if I'm not becoming a manager, because the people that work under the managers get paid the least.
Right. And that's what I think I told you about this. But it's places that pay you under minimum wage. And it's more of like in restaurants and stuff. You get paid like $9 an hour and you're really making money off the tips, which I personally don't think is right. I'm going to be honest with you.
True.
Like, they set minimum wage for a reason. Businesses should not be allowed to pay you under minimum wage, no matter what your job is.
Correct.
Even if you're making up for it not making up for it in tips.
True. Because you at least gotta pay people what they can live off of. Even if they don't have a lot of responsibilities or a lot of bills, you at least got to pay them enough.
Waiters and waitresses
$9 an hour is nowhere near enough.
I'm going to be honest with you. Waiters and waitresses probably have the most responsibility inside of a restaurant. Because they not only running food, taking orders, they doing a lot of stuff in there. So I personally don't think it's right to pay them less than the job that they're performing.
So let's get into it real quick. We was having some little fun with that intro, man. That is my guy. I've done some photography work with him, and he, in my personal opinion, he's a musical genius. So I will be going to go support him on May the 18th.
I was about to say, how much is the tickets? I might come with you.
I'm gonna check on that. Mm-hmm. I'm check on that, because my man is he didn't got some Grammys. He recently won a Grammy, man. So. Mm. Yeah, let's get it, man. Cause you can't do nothing without the big G.O.D., right? Whatever we do in life, he's doing it through us, in and through us. You know, I ain't telling you what to believe, but I'm saying you better be believing in something, cause this world is jive like crazy.
And I'm not gonna lie, when I think later on me on another show, but I wrote another poem and it was actually a prayer this time.
Okay, we got the poet Zay in the building, man. Welcome to the Teen Crew Podcast Show, by the way, man. It's your favorite host. Nah. I forgot to say that. It's me in here, the J-A-Z in here. Nah. What?
And it's your boy Zay in here. JV in here too, but she not showing love right now.
I know, man.
She being petty.
I know. For some reason today, I have a little less energy, but I'm going to make it happen anyway, man.
Right, that was loud in my ear. I didn't appreciate
that. So, Zay, name the top three problems that you believe your community face and why. And you could, you know, you can, they don't have to go in no specific order, but I'm going to let you go, and then I'm going to say one, and then you can collectively say one.
Okay.
Jamie, what it do, baby?
Okay, my three is ignorance, lack of knowledge, and lack of ability to put what you know to use.
I like it. My man said ignorance. What was the second one?
Ignorance, lack of knowledge, and lack of knowing how to put what you know to use.
Because I feel like when people know stuff and like they know that it's true, but they don't act on what they know to help solve a problem. Do you really know it for real, or you just keeping the information to yourself because you don't want nobody else to know? Right. And that's kind of selfish, man. When you got some information that you think can help the next person, help the next person. Don't be stingy. Jamie, what it do?
Because I feel like Jamie be being stingy sometimes, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
She don't be trying to share her food and stuff?
No. She do be sharing her food. I ain't going to do her like that.
She gave me the cold shoulder today.
Yeah, she don't be trying to love on me, and I don't appreciate that, but that's cool, too.
She be trying to love me from a distance sometimes,
too. Yeah, like, I keep trying to tell her, like, the love went to the store, and, you know, and got milk, and she'll be back in, like, 3 years. It's right in the aisle with my dad.
We got crack jokes on this show, man. I'm just trying to pray that JV get through the school year without any more drama. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We just gonna pray. We just gonna throw it up to the gods. God, please,
right.
Please allow your daughter JV to just pass with a 2.5 or better. You know, because we got scholarships on the way, and she real smart and stuff. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? She's still trying to figure out what she gonna do post high school. But you know, she gonna be blessed in whatever she put her hands to. I believe that. But right. Please, just allow please, her man. Not to get in no more
altercations. Let's put
altercations, like community issues, mm-hmm. community problems. Because that's what we talk about.
But
today,
that
right?
But that goes into what I said, like ignorance.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
All right, like, it's ignorance that causes a lot of divide. Because at the end of the day, it be over either nothing or something so small that it's not really worth it. But it becomes big because ignorant people don't know how to just take a step back and realize that A is not that deep. Somebody could look at them wrong and they want to fight. I'm like, how is them looking at you impacting your day? Like, somebody looking at you, cute, all my your feelings. Like, what? It doesn't make sense.
I just feel like when it's necessary, because sometimes you have to do what's necessary, because certain things, certain languages, it's only certain languages that people really understand.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can take it to that manner, but just do it in a way that it, like, you not causing a scene. Like 30 people ain't gotta be with you when you handling something. Go to the, if you wanna handle something, just go to the source and handle it. Why you gotta have 50 people when you like, it's a party? It's not a party.
Yeah, and then like, and then even with that, why does it gotta go to that?
Let's be real.
Like sometimes I'm not gonna
might have to though.
Sometimes it's a big enough problem to where, you know, sometimes y'all might gotta get that out y'all system. And that's understandable. But other times it's like, it's not that serious. Like, somebody, you thought somebody said something about you, they didn't, okay, y'all can talk that out. Y'all don't gotta be trying to punch on each other for that.
That's true.
Cause at the end of the day, if they didn't say it, they didn't say it. You don't gotta come to them with a whole bunch of foolishness and then you coming at them wrong. Now y'all fighting over what?
Right. And sometimes things can be solved with just the conversation. You know, it don't necessarily have to be a serious altercation where it needs to be physical or weapons are involved. But I'm just saying, even if that is the case, it needs to be either like a life or death situation or like a family situation, because we don't want nobody just being, you know, getting injured for, you know, for something that could have been resolved with a 10-minute conversation. Let's be real. Like, because, like, when people... When violence becomes the answer and then there's no coming back from the decision that you made, then now that's an entirely different mindset. So you just gotta be mindful of the...
I truly believe there's no problem big enough that you really can't talk it out. Because everything starts from ignorance. Okay? Say about this. Somebody shoot your cousin, right? Right, because they had beef or whatever. No. Just follow me in this one, right?
I'm following.
Because this happens a lot of times in the city. Somebody gets shot, then their family members coming back. But at the end of the day, before the shooting even happened, what was they beefing over in the first place? Something that could have been solved by a conversation.
True.
Was it where somebody was from? Why you care what street sign they from?
Why you care what street sign?
You beefing with somebody who across the street from you. Let's be honest. Like, I'm gonna be honest with you. Like, a lot of times with DMV beef or whatever, it's like, you really beefing with people from across the street.
That's accurate.
Right. So what are you trying to shoot him for? Cause you don't like where he from. Okay. And he can't control that.
That's accurate too.
Right. So it's more of like, almost every problem starts from a place of ignorance.
So I wanna jump in here real quick. I think some of the problems that our community face though is definitely employment, homelessness, and we gotta get straps on this gun violence thing, man, because it's too many like people out here just
ignorance,
just getting access to weapons. You don't even know how to properly use the weapon. You just got it because you think it's cool. How do you? First of all, welcome to the Ten Cool Podcast Show. Because I'm about to say something. How do you think having a firearm that you improperly know how to use, how is that cool? Because you could have that firearm and be trying to figure out how to use it, and you might end up hurting yourself, let alone somebody else. Now, who's going to explain that to your parents or your family and be like, man, he was outside playing with a firearm?
The thing about it is, like, most of the time, it's not even, I'm not going to say it's not even for the look. Right, but it's for the prestige and the fake fame that comes with that. Because now everybody think they hard, they think they tough just because they got that. Having a gun don't make you tough. The ability, anyone with a gun can shoot somebody and kill somebody. I'm be honest with you, I'm more scared of a coward with a gun than somebody who tough with a gun. Because somebody who tough, really tough, they're not gonna need it. They gonna handle business with you.
Yeah.
If they with their men, they gonna be like, look, you got guns, I got guns, but we don't gotta take it this far. I can hand my man my stuff, you can hand your man your stuff, and we can get it out with the hands for real. So a coward will shoot you if you trying to fight.
They scared. That's fear. That's all that is. That's
right.
Fear.
That's why I'm more scared of a coward with a gun. But the thing about it is, strength don't come from the ability to stand behind a gun. It's being able to stand in front of one.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be honest with you. Standing in front of one and still, like, I'm not gonna say be ignorant about it, but still standing behind whatever it was that got you there in the first place, even if it was nothing. That takes more courage than standing behind a gun. Cause shooting somebody, okay, cute, it's not cute, but shooting somebody, what does that do? He dead or in the hospital, you end up in jail, or even if you get away with it, now what? Now you can go around and be like, oh yeah, I shot him, or da 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 da. Okay, what about it?
Right.
It's not cool. It's not tough. I'm gonna be honest with you. I respect somebody who has a gun and has never killed nobody, even if it's illegal, the weapon that they have, more than somebody that got like 8 bodies on a gun.
I would like to say this though. I would like to say that I think that the city should offer free, like, gun training programs. Like, for people who are of age and believe that they are, you know, that they are responsible enough to carry a gun with a license for protection or protection of their family, however the case may be. I think before you even think about even trying to use it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that you should be trained, properly trained by experts,
mm-hmm.
professionals to properly use it. Like if somebody try to break in your home or do something to your children or something like that, like, I'm not saying, you know, use it to like kill them or anything. I'm saying, like, hey, I'm telling you that I have a license to use this weapon. I was professionally trained. I'm not trying to, you know, harm you or nothing, but I need to have something that's going to allow me to protect my family, myself and my family. I can respect that if you properly know how to use the weapon. Where it's like, oh, I'm not being all flashy. I'm not letting the whole world know that I own a firearm.
Right, because I'm gonna be honest with you.
You know what I'm saying?
My uncle was in the military, right? So I've been trained properly how to use a firearm. As soon as I come of age, because I think what you gotta be like 21 to get a gun license.
I don't even know.
Yeah,
somebody Google that for me, please.
I think the age is 21. Last time I looked at, but. As soon as I get the opportunity, I'm getting my gun license, I'm getting a registered gun, and I'm keeping it in my Only person in my house is me and my grandmother. And I'd be damned if somebody break into my house thinking they're going to do something to me and her and I don't have the means to protect us.
Right. That's what I'm... But see, that's what I'm saying. You properly have...
Right. You, 21 and older. She
you
said
you properly have the training to know how to use it. So I will respect you for doing something like that to protect your family. Then you just trying to tell the whole crew that you...
I'm going
to
be honest with you. The day I have a gun, nobody will ever know.
Yeah, like, it's, like...
Because I don't get it for cool points. Yeah, I don't
like,
do it just to...
Like, why we need to let the people know that we got weapons to protect our family or to do whatever? Like, why we got to flash them and tell our business to everybody? That's not how you protect your community. Because when you have children, you know, your children going to get older. So your children going, you know... grow up and learn different things from inside of the family and then outside of the family. And it's like, that's an entirely different generation. That's an entirely different legacy from when your children get 18 and you 50.
Right.
You know, when you 21, when you got a 21-year-old son and daughter and you like 55, 60 years old. That's an entirely different generation. So it's like we have to have something that the generation behind them can learn from. And it's like, I understand. And people be like, yeah, we don't trust the police and stuff like that. But it's like,
but if something happened, y'all be the first to call them.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing about that. Say that again for the people in the back.
I'm just saying, the same people who be like, I don't trust the police. Soon as something go down, your brother get killed. Police.
Yeah, so
somebody breaking the house. Police. Somebody do something to you. Police. Y'all get into an argument that y'all feel like it's too big for a lot of people. I'm gonna be honest. Call the police. Because I'm gonna be honest, I have officers in my family. When I sit down and talk to them, you don't understand how many times they've been like, oh yeah, the same people that, you know, is telling you that they don't mess with the police. Yeah, as soon as they get into an argument, like a mother get into it with her baby father or her husband or whatever, and they you know, police. I can't tell you how many times he done been to, like, scenes or whatever, and it ain't been nothing but an argument.
Yeah.
Because he'd call me and be like, hey, yeah, man, watch out right here. You know, they off that. I'm like, yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
That's why sometimes... it'll be like, that's why I stopped coming here for a minute. Because it was a situation that happened around the corner. Then my uncle called me, and then my brothers called me, and like, yeah, I know you be around there. You need to stay from over there for a little minute. They shooting like every day. I'm like, all right, bet, cool.
Yeah. And that's somebody like that's what I'm saying. Looking out for protecting the family, protecting the community, even though you not from around here, but you know what I'm saying? You still are part of a community. The community, when I say community, I mean like your place of residence where you reside. Because we can't help the community or help someone else's community if we don't even know what's going on in our own community, like where we live at and stuff like that. But to the police point, though, you know, when people be like, yeah, I don't trust the police, I don't like the police. All right, cool. But at the same time, it's like, you know, all cops ain't bad cops. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I would rather do, you know, cooperate with the police, do what they ask.
And even if they are bad cops, why would you not cooperate still?
And then it's like, do what they ask, cooperate with them. Even if they is doing something that you think, you know, is against the law and they not supposed to be doing it. Just do it anyway, because you have a better chance at making it back home.
Right, because I'm not gonna lie,
not doing what they're asking.
It was a time where I have adopted sisters, right, but they moved back with their birth mother, but my mother still technically was their adoptive mother. So, you know, it was one of my adopted sisters, Gigi's birthday. So I went to, so me, my twin, and my mother went to the birthday party. It wasn't a big birthday party. It was just Gigi, us, her biological mother, and her biological sister. That was it. She didn't want to do nothing big. She didn't want to do nothing big. She just wanted her family to be there.
Yeah.
So we went over there. We was on the way home because at this time my mother didn't have a car and I didn't have a job. So, you know, we couldn't catch a lift or Ubers and whatever. So We was waiting at the bus stop. It was like right outside their house. A cop car pulled up. Was like, how y'all doing? What y'all doing right here? My mother went to fake. I'm like, Ma, relax. I'm like, excuse me, sir. We just wait right here for the bus. We try and get home. He was like, okay, make sure y'all get home safe. That's it's sad because my reaction was a better reaction than my mother's. And she's supposed to be setting an example. And that's by no means bashing my mother. But that's the thing. My mother is one of those people who doesn't like police. But yet again, it's sad to say, she the first to call them.
But you gotta like, you gotta, we have to learn, regardless of what we like or not, we have to learn to respect whomever is in authority. Because, right. Like, in any capacity, at some point, their job is to protect.
Mm-hmm.
So, if we listening to what they're saying, 9 times out of 10, they're going to protect us.
Right.
So.
Well, even if they don't protect us, you're safer listening to these people that walk around with guns on their hip.
Yeah.
Because right. I guarantee most of the people that don't be listening to the cops probably don't got one. Or even if they do got one, they outnumber. Because no cop travel by themselves.
That's true. Unless it's like a situation where it can be handled with at least one, you know, one cop or something like that.
No, every cop has a partner. So even if you just think it's that one cop, it's another cop less than 2 minutes away. They might have stepped into a store, stepped off to talk on the phone, do something. They're not really supposed to leave each other's side if they're going to a scene, but, you know, sometimes things happen. So no cop that you see is really by themselves. So even if you do manage to get that one cop, okay, cool. What happens when they partner here, whatever's going on, come around the corner, guns drawn. Now you on the floor and all your family screaming police brutality. It wasn't police brutality. The person was ignorant. They injured a cop, and the police had to do what they had to do. Now say the roles reversed, right? The cops pulled up on the person. The person, you know, was complying or whatever, but the cops still killed him. They finally got guns coming around the corner. What do you think gonna happen to the police?
Oh, they about to, yeah.
Exactly.
It's over with.
So when people be like they don't like the police, think about if the roles was reversed. In almost any situation that goes down, I'm gonna be honest with you, even with some of the people that got killed by police and people were screaming, stop the police brutality. Some of the instances, the police, even though they wasn't right in killing the person, they wasn't completely in the wrong. Because if they felt like their safety is in danger, yeah, they still got families too. They gotta make it home too.
Yeah. See, that's the thing though. People use their title over what they are before any title. You are a human being before any title is attached to your
right.
name. So like, I get it. That's what our community face nowadays, especially when it comes to gun violence. That's why I said that's my top three. My top three is employment, because it's not as easy to get jobs now than it was like 10 years ago, especially now post-pandemic, like I said earlier, because it's a lot of people that's working from home that's not really going back into the workplace. It's a lot of people that's like working 2 and 3 jobs that's really equivalent to one job.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's kind of hard to find job. It's like it's more easier to get like a retail job or something versus like getting into the government. Like 10 mm-hmm. years ago, it wasn't that hard to get into the government.
And the government used to go around the school and scout students.
And based on, you know, what kind of government job you looking for, you know, some may be a little bit more easier than others, but it's like so many people. That's why I respect people now that have the ability to do self-employment and want to work for themselves and become entrepreneurs. Because of the fact that, you know, they can be their own boss and they can, you know, elevate their brand or their business, and then they can be in a position where they are, you know, hiring people and training people to do the things within the business that they think
right.
is going to help the business thrive. And then homelessness too, because like the city now, it's expensive to live in the city now. Like,
yeah.
10 years ago, it wasn't that expensive to live in the city.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so a lot of people that are living in the city now, if you don't own your home and you staying in D.C.,
a lot of people are now moving to like Maryland, you know, Virginia, because it's because the housing market is cheaper in Maryland than it is in the city. And so, and I think, and the city do have a lot of programs in place for the homeless and everything. But I'm going to say this too, to that homeless degree. I'm going to say that I don't think a lot of people be homeless for real. I think some people be choosing to be homeless. Like, cause some of these people, man, I be seeing them on the street. They be having like clothes and they get their hair cut. They be having fresh stuff. And I'm like, are you really homeless though? Like, cause I feel like I understand people's situation, cause some people are homeless. I'm not taking that away from them, but I feel that certain people, they place themselves in positions to be homeless because they don't want to listen to the people around them or get the necessary help that they need to not become homeless no more. Because, you know, I like helping the homeless a lot of time, giving them food and stuff like that, giving them money here and there. They be on the street with the signs asking for people to help them. But it's like, you got to be real careful with stuff like that. You got to be real decisive and have discernment when you want to help these people. Because soon as you help them, it's like, they not going to go to nobody else. If they see you and they familiar with you, they going to keep coming back to the same person that's been helping them all this time. Be like, hey, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm going to give you some food. You could sleep here for a few hours. But after that, you got to make a decision. But here's what I could do. I could call this number for you and, you know, they could give you some information on where you could go. And, you know, they could put you in a program to kind of help you get back on your feet. And some homeless people, they don't be wanting to take the information. So I be feeling like, are they really homeless for real, though? Like, you know what I'm saying? Or, like, are you in a position where you homeless? Or are you choosing to be homeless? Because I feel like certain people be choosing to be homeless sometimes. That's just me. Because I knew this guy, and he was real cool, you know. Father smart, brother smart, you know. And he would come around, come to the rec, play some games, have fun and stuff. And he'd be like, yeah, you know. And we'd be like, ah, yeah. We gonna see you tomorrow. We about to close up. And he be walking around like he ain't got nowhere to go. And I'm looking at this dude like, bruh, your house is two blocks from here. What do you mean you ain't got nowhere to go? He be like, nah. My father don't want me there. So, okay, your father might not want you there, but you could still go there and you could still eat. You could still shower. You could still do the necessary things. But you would rather sleep outside. You not homeless. Go your behind in the house. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I get it, because some people ain't there mentally because all they know is street. All they know is being in the street. So when that's all you know, how you think you about to react? You know what I'm saying? So that's my little spiel. We just having fun. Welcome to the Teen Crew Podcast Show, y'all. We're going to take this real quick commercial break. We're going to jump into these two topics. I'm not going to take a third commercial break. We're going to flow with it, and then we're going to get y'all these beautiful, beautiful takeaways. We're going to see y'all in a minute, all right? Peace. Yeah, this is what I feel like right now. Everybody that's in, you know, not so good situations. Community problems is what we talking about, right? Yeah. Huh? You recognize the beat? Yep. So, the big DOD can help y'all out with all of these problems. I'm not even going to say some of the problems. He can help y'all out with a lot of the problems. Saying what? things ain't what. Welcome to the team, yeah.
Hey, this beat is crazy. I forgot that part right there.
Let's go.
So if y'all having some challenges, man, we talking about community problems. But we got them answers though. What? Same God right now. What? Same God back then. If he did it before, say what? Same God right now. Say God back then. Please be. I like what we doing, Zay. We giving real inspirational, motivational vibes. Jamie, what it do, baby? Don't be trying to turn your back on us, bro. It's no fun when I can't mess with JV on this show. Say what, JV? What you say, JV? Do it again. Same God right now. Same God back then. Yeah! Let's go, Ty. I'm feeling good, it's thankful Thursday. Are you feeling good or what? Are you feeling good right now? We just having fun. Welcome to the Team Cruise Arcade Show. I got Zay and JB in the building, the crew is in here. It was off last week, so I was holding it down for them. We about to come back just like this. What you say? Let's go. Welcome to the Team Cool Podcast Show, man. As I said before, man, all we do is set vibes and have fun in here. And we give y'all our thoughts and our viewpoints and our experience and our perspectives on what we think, man. So, do you think the government protects what go on in your community? No. That was the answer that I was going to say. Like Zay, let's tap into this for a few minutes. Like, realistically though, if we keep it real, and we keep it real on the Teen Crew Podcast Show, because guess what, man? Hey, the Teen Crew Podcast Show gives real perspective.
That's what we doing, man. That's what we do. We give real perspectives on the show.
Hey, JV, I don't even like that look, though. But I seen it. But it's all good. Like I said, it ain't no fun if we can't mess with JV on the show, bruh.
JV is a crew member, as y'all know. She be on here tapping in. You know, she be saying her little stuff when she feel like it. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Then back to the question. Do we really think that the government protects what go on in the community? Like, I don't think the government really protects what go on in the community. Because first of all, the government actually gotta know what go on in the communities for them to try to protect something. I wouldn't say like every single, yeah, because I think like when we like, I think the government can help as far as like orchestrating different laws that really matter to the people. But it's like, and people be looking at the president, and a lot of y'all, what y'all don't understand is the president ain't the person that ultimately gotta make the decision. He is one, but he gotta go through the Congress. He gotta talk to other people before.
The president can't You can't babysit every single, everywhere individually, you know. He can't do that.
Yeah.
So, for everybody that's screaming, you know, the president got to do this and that, blah, blah, go to your local lawmakers.
Yeah.
They're more closely related to y'all than the president.
Yeah, they go to your council members and all them.
Right. And then the thing about it is, even the council members of you know, wherever they're at, they can't really do everything for y'all either. Because no matter how many laws they make, that don't mean everybody's going to follow them. Because if that was the case, there would be no killings, really.
Yeah.
There'd be no robbery. A lot of the violence wouldn't happen. Even in our police force, the police brutality would be lower, too, if none at all. Because at the end of the day, whether it's been upheld by most people or not, it's illegal to do some of the things that the police do. But at the end of the day, the laws, whether people want to realize it or not, are made or built, right, in a way that it's impossible to follow all of them, but also it's frowned upon to ignore any of them. Like, because the thing about it is, okay, let's say a fist fight, right? Fist fight is technically self-defense if you get hit first. But if you beat the person up and put them in the hospital, they can technically file charges against you and you'll go to jail. Even though it was self-defense, you put them in the hospital, that's excessive force. Whether you plead that your life was in danger or not, you wasn't going to end up in the hospital. You're going to jail.
Yeah.
Looking at it outside in, you're not wrong.
I respect it. I think the government protects everything as a whole. I do think that they should do like a better job at like governing and making decisions, making laws that's gonna pertain to the betterment of all people, not just like, you know, because some people think that the government only make decisions and make laws that's not pertaining to the black community, but it's like some of it may not be for the black community, it's all about other communities. But I just think if all of the laws were conducted and you know, we were abiding by things that like matter to us as a people, you know what I'm saying, I think more and more could get accomplished. See, it's a lot goes on in the politics, but guess what, at the end of the day, what is it about? It's about that money, man. Money talks. Right, so it's all about that dollar, man, and like the same money talks. Yeah, they gonna listen. When you come to the table with that bag,
like, no matter what demographic you are part of,
the conversation is happening.
No.
Whatever the conversation is about, when you come to the table, it'd be like, look, this is the number, and they pleased with the number,
Right.
Listen here. That conversation is happening.
Like, a lot of the times people, and I get why they celebrate black accomplishment. And even sometimes the one asset, like black women in Congress. Now that's an accomplishment in and of itself.
Yeah, because we've been.
Accomplishment is big, huge, but it's not because of that. Not everybody has the same starting point. But that's not just true for white people. A lot of times, a lot of different people. I'll be like, oh, the white man. don't even push that narrative. Yeah. I'm gonna be honest with you. Most demographics treat their own kind of worse than the
other. Right.
And even if they do treat others like crap, they still probably treat their own like crap too.
I just think we gotta, you know what I'm saying? And not to cut you off, that was a valid point, but I just think we gotta love more. We just gotta show love more, you know, minimize the hate, because when you show love, man, when we really embrace the love, you know, it's nothing that we can't do as a culture, man. Black people are one of the most talented, most educated, most creative, most smart people that you could ever come across, man. And a lot of the stuff that people say they invented, like other nationalities, other demographics and stuff, is like, y'all know that, I'm like, y'all know, you know, African American people built that first, right? They don't be trying to give us the credit like that, but we smart, man. Like, so I just think, regardless of like whether the government protects us or not, community based, way, we just gotta love more as a community. You feel me? Yeah, facts. Shout out to all the nationalities out there, all my Spanish people, all my everybody. Yeah. Everybody. I was about to just name a whole bunch of people, but I just...
Don't do that. We'll be here all day. Shout out to everybody. I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of times, they'd be like, oh, white man, white woman.
Yeah.
Even if they do, y'all may have been...
Yeah, man, we helping some people on the show. The show getting deep today, man. Dropping gems on the show today. My man Zay dropping gems on the show today.
Right, like, start trying to make it anything other than what it is. Sometimes it's a luck thing. Sometimes they just so happen to be lucky than you. Sometimes, I'm not going to lie, sometimes people do make it a race thing. And you know what? That's okay. Because at the end of the day, one door open or close, another open.
That's facts, man. So what we gonna do, we gonna jump into this third topic real quick. So what do you think you can do to turn community problems into community solutions? One thing I want to say to that is that, let's be real, we know right from wrong, man. And it's like, if we know right from wrong, like people say, like, if you knew better, you do better. So a lot of the times, like, I think the way we can turn community problems into community solutions is really by knowing within ourselves what's right and what's wrong. Like, if you had, if something goes down in your community and, like, you know, you got that gut feeling like, hey, man, that wasn't right. Oh, hey, man, that was right. Nah, she did do right, or he did do right. Stand firm on that decision, because that's how you make that whatever decision that is better. Like, don't be persuaded with your decision because you got other people around. If something go down in your community and you be like, matter of fact, he should have did that or she should have did that, don't shy away from that. Stand on what you saying, because you know within yourself. It's not about what everybody else know. It's about what you have identified with. It's about what you have seen and what you have experienced in your own community. Because as I said earlier in the beginning of the show, we can't help other communities become better if we don't even know what's going on outside of our front doors. Like, let's keep it real. Like, you know, people you grew up with in your community, people you didn't play sports with in your community, y'all didn't have block parties,
Y'all done went to cookouts, all that. Y'all done had graduation parties. I might be sounding my age a little bit with the block party situation, but nonetheless, y'all get what I'm saying. So that's what I think, man. I just think to that question, though, I think me personally, I'm just going to say, just be definitive in your decision making. Zay, what you got?
Honestly, the way we change community problems into community solutions. Honestly, the way society is right now, or not even society, the way our community is right now, because we can only speak on things that happen in the DMV.
Shout out to the city, man.
It's really all we've ever known.
A lot of people like D.C., though. Like, a lot of people like Washington, D.C.
A lot of the people are in D.C. because they never know. A lot of the people outside of
D.C. No, I'm talking about people that's not from the city.
A lot of times that people are from D.C.
Nah, the city's starting to look like New York though a little bit. I ain't about to lie. Cause this condo's going up everywhere around the city now. Outrageous, right? Prices is outrageous. Especially for condos. It's like, bro, you paying all that to stay in a condo. You paying somebody mortgage. That's a house. Nah, for real. It's expensive, man. But I would like to try, and I think I may try this maybe down the line. I would like to try to open up a business in the city, though. But even that rent might be crazy. Like, it's going to be crazy. Yeah. Because you can get equity. You can build equity when you on the home, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I know what you're saying. We gonna educate y'all today. This is the education show. Try to help y'all get this money and save this money and invest your money, man.
I'm not gonna lie.
It's important to invest money where you believe it's gonna be beneficial and where the money is gonna come back to you so that you can do other things, right? Because like I was telling somebody on a meeting the other day, memories is better than money. Memories is better than money. Money is important, but memories will forever be better than money. And it's like, if you can remember how to invest money and remember how to save money, man, that account gonna be stacked, man. Zay, what else you got before we jump into these takeaways and end the show? While we been, my man Zay been dropping knowledge on the show today, man. Zay sounding real college educated right now.
And the thing about it is, a lot of times, the things they teach you in college can be learned on the street.
Facts. I agree to that.
It's just, you don't have to be in college. You won't take the time to do that because they want that diploma. Cool. That's cute. Right. I'm not knocking getting a diploma. I'm not often than that, all a diploma is letting a specific job know that you showed up for an extended period of time.
Yeah.
Even if you don't end up getting a job in that field, you're more likely to get it than somebody where I want.
Yeah.
That's all of the program. You get the job well enough, you got it.
So yeah, man, that's... That's big facts, man. Today we was talking about community problems, but we were providing the solution. Listen, providing the answers. But y'all know, man, the ultimate answer come from that big G-O-D up there, man. Like I said, I ain't telling you what to believe in, but I'm telling you, you better believe in something.
And the thing about it is, I agree
with that. He's done everything that he's going to do, but as I said before, he's going to do what we can't. We got to do what we can. You feel me? Yeah, like he put everything in us for us to give us the ability to do it. But what he's gonna do is he knows that we can't do it alone. So he's gonna put people in place that's gonna help us accomplish the goal.
Like Jazz don't know how to swim. She has all the power to learn how to swim. And it'd be making me mad, especially with JV talking about some shit.
So you just really not gonna let this go, are you?
No, because she work in an area with a pool. And when I asked her,
she's
like,
"Man, listen, man. At the end of the day, guess what, man? We gonna see y'all at the next show. You know what I'm saying? Cause y'all know we got the VICTORY over every situation. Listen, now I'm playing that instrumental to close out the show. Thank y'all for tuning into the Teen Group Podcast Show. Zay was sounding real college educated on the show today. Dropping drill, JV, what it do, baby?
She looked at me like
I'm sick of you. She definitely was looking at me like, I'm sick of you. But she did look up the gun age on Google for me though. Well, I asked her to look it up because I wasn't sure, sir. So she did a little part on the show today. But next week, y'all got it. I'm gonna be a guest. I'm not host. Thank y'all for tuning into the Teen Group Podcast Show. Let's go. What you say, let go? What? This how we got the victory. What? The victory, what? Okay, you harmonizing over there. How y'all feeling today? We closing out the show. Cause we got the what? time to see you on the 18th, sir. Yes, indeed. So whatever you're in now. Let's go. He did this for the city too. Ty, I heard you made this for the city, brother. Cause we got the what? The V, the I, the C, the T, the O, R, Y. Let's go. Thank y'all for tuning into the show.